Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Dalet, the second parak im amidin. The Zichu Maseches Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, regarding mane dekunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an akum's wine. Razvit permitted white and black ones on the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Cracked ones are all prohibited. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from Chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden because HaTorah Eidah Klicheres Sheino Yotz Midei Dofna La'olam. The Torah testified about an earthenware vessel that its absorbed flavor never entirely leaves its walls. Why then did Maremar declare all glazed vessels used for idolaters' wine permitted? It cannot be because Chametz is biblically prohibited, whereas an Akum's ordinary wine is only rabbinically forbidden, because kol detikun rabban ke'in deraisa tikun. Everything the rabbis enacted, they enacted similarly to the biblical law. The Gemara answer is, zeh tashmishu b'chamin. This vessel used for chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more, v'zeh tashmishu b'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. Point number two, Rabbi Akiva visited Ginzak, and they posed three questions to him, including if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash, and they answered, Hilchas ha-kankanim sho'odei chachamim, lacha yud beis chodesh mutarim. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. The Gemara proceeds to name other items which are permitted after 12 months. In the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the Chachamim ruled regarding chartzanim, grape seeds, and zogim, grape peels, that lachin, moist ones, are prohibited, and yaveshim, dry ones, are permitted. Shmuel said that they are considered dry after 12 months. Rabbi Yochanan taught the moist ones are prohibited even in Hana, and the dry ones are permitted even in consumption. Rav Zvid permitted Dordai de Chamer Darmai, sediment of Aramean wine, after 12 months. Various Amoraim permitted the following items after 12 months. Gulfe, jugs, leather canteens of travelers, Aramean grape pomas, and red and black jugs. And point number three, in the Mishnah Daf Chavtes on the base, Rav Meir said that Gvinas Beisunyaki, cheese of Beisunyaki, is Asu Bahana, but the Chamu say it is Mutter Bahana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited Gvinas Beisunyaki even in benefit, according to Rabbi Meir. Mifnei Shurova Gam Sha'osa Yir Nishchatin Lavodis Kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. The Gemara said, even if the minority of calves are shechted for idolatry, it should be prohibited, because Rabbi Meir is concerned about the minority. It answers that if a majority of calves are not shechted for Avodah Zorah, the cheese would be permitted because since ikanami shar behemos de'ein nishchatin avodas kochavim, there are also other animals which are not shechted for idolatry, whose rennet is also used for making cheese, havelei miuta de miuta. It is thus a minority within a minority of animals shechted for idolatry, and even Rabbi Meir is not concerned for a miuta de miuta. So once again, the three points are, number one, regarding mani de kunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an akum's wine, Razvit permitted white and black ones on the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Cracked ones are all prohibited. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from Chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden because HaTorah Eidah Klicheres Sheino Yotz Midei Dofna La'olam. The Torah testified about an earthenware vessel that its absorbed flavor never entirely leaves its walls. Why then did Maremar declare all glazed vessels used for idolaters' wine permitted? It cannot be because Chametz is biblically prohibited, whereas an Akum's ordinary wine is only rabbinically forbidden, because kol detikun rabban ke'in deraisa tikun. Everything the rabbis enacted, they enacted similarly to the biblical law. The Gemara answer is, zeh tashmishu b'chamin. This vessel used for chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more, v'zeh tashmishu b'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. Point number two, Rabbi Akiva visited Ginzak, and they posed three questions to him, including if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash, and they answered, Hilchas ha-kankanim sho'odei chachamim, lacha yud beis chodesh mutarim. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. The Gemara proceeds to name other items which are permitted after 12 months. In the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the Chachamim ruled regarding chartzanim, grape seeds, and zogim, grape peels, that lachin, moist ones, are prohibited, and yaveshim, dry ones, are permitted. Shmuel said that they are considered dry after 12 months. Rabbi Yochanan taught the moist ones are prohibited even in Hanah, and the dry ones are permitted even in consumption. Rav Zvi permitted Dordai de Chamer d'Aramai, sediment of Aramean wine, after 12 months. Various Amoraim permitted the following items after 12 months. Gufei, jugs, leather canteens of travelers, Aramean grape pomas, and red and black jugs. And point number three, in the Mishnah Daf Chavtes on the base, Rav Meir said that Gvinas Beisunyaki, cheese of Beisunyaki, is Asu Bahana, but the Chum say it is Mutter Bahana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited Gvinas Beisunyaki even in benefit, according to Rabbi Meir. Mifnei Sherova Gam Sha'osa Yir Nishchatin Levodos Kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. The Gemara said, even if the minority of calves are shechted for idolatry, it should be prohibited, because Rabbi Meir is concerned about the minority. It answers that if a majority of calves are not shechted for Avodah Zorah, the cheese would be permitted because since Ikanami Shar Behemos De'en Nishchatin Avodos Kochavim, there are also other animals which are not shechted for idolatry, whose rennet is also used for making cheese. Havilei Miuta De Miuta. It is thus a minority within a minority of animals shechted for idolatry, and even Rabbi Meir is not concerned for a Miuta De Miuta. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard Siman is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. The rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy. He used them for wine while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they had to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah. Once again, slow motion. The rabbi on the ladder, that must be more duff, lamed daled. The rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, he used them for wine, which reminds us, regarding mani d'kunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an Akum's wine, Razvi permitted white and black ones in the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden. And the Gemara answers, Zed Tashmishu B'chamin. This vessel used for chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more. Zed Tashmishu B'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, he used them for wine while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva visited Kinzak and they posed three questions to him, including if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash and they answered, Hilchos kankanim sho'odei chochamim l'achriyut Beis Chodesh mutarin. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, he used them for wine while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they have to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Chavtes Amud Beis, Reb Meir said that Gvinas Beisunyaki, cheese of Beisunyaki, is prohibited in Hana, but the Chachamim say it's Mutter b'Hana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited Gvinas Beisunyaki even in Hana, according to Reb Meir, Mipnei Sherova Gam Sha'osa Yir Nishchatin Levodos Kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. So once again, the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, who used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they had to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara, Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. After Rebbe Nachshon, Rebbe, that must be on Daf Lamed, Melamed. After Rabbi Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses numerous cases of Giuli, the prohibition of uncovered liquids, the concern that a snake may have drunk from it and injected its venom into it. Rabban, Rav Yosef said, Yain mazug ein bo mishum Giuli. Diluted wine is not subject to the prohibition of uncovered liquids because snakes do not drink diluted wine. So, after Rabbi Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua of the South said, Shosha mina eras hen, there are three types of snake venom. Shel bachur shokea, that of a young snake, sinks to the bottom of the container being thick. Shel benoni mefapea, that of a middle-aged snake, penetrates to the middle. Veshel zaken tzaf, and that of an old snake, floats on top. The relevance of a young snake's venom sinking is taught by a brice, which states that if a barrel was left uncovered, then even if nine people drank from it, apparently indicating it does not contain venom, a tenth should still not drink from it since there may be venom at the bottom. So after Rabbi Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, he told them that even uncovered water is dangerous if it's poured in Rishus of Rabbim where someone barefoot may step in it. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Maim Shinis Galu, water that became uncovered, Arzel Lishbechem Berushus of Rabbim, one should not spill it out into the public domain where someone walking barefoot may step on it and it may penetrate his skin. He should not sprinkle his house with it to keep the dust down, nor knead clay with it because it may penetrate his hands. He should not give it to his or another person's animal to drink, nor wash his face, hands, or feet with it. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, which reminds us, Rav Yudah ben Maaseira said, Shoshi Genoshen, there are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach. Number two, Stam Yenam, the standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hana. And number three, a mafkid yeno etzo over kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, it's asa b'shtia mutr b'hana. It's forbidden for drinking, but mutr b'hana. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with the double seal as kosher for court, which reminds us, the Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar the Amora and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Elazar said, HaKol Mishtamer B'chosim Etoch Chosim, everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine, for which even a Chosim Etoch Chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Chosim Etoch Chosim is sufficient even for wine. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with its double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolater's beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Shechar Shel Ovdei Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rav Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnas, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Gilui, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. This isn't because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. Daf Lamed Beis. So the symbol Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, which reminds us, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Ma'ulismach behen kariyamita, what is the halacha regarding supporting the legs of a bed with these shards? Shari or Aser, is wanting the existence of Yain Nesach through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself, but not the absorbed Yain Nesach. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahano, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that Oros Lebuvin, heart-pierced skins, are Aser Bahano. A brisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, Vakadu Kamin Aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, Yeshu of Kor Dam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it's forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvin to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahana, were startled when the Tumas Ohel red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated by Yotze Aser Mifnei Shu Kizivche Mesi, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is Aser Bahana because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The Pasuk says, V'yitzmedu l'Baal Peor v'yochlu zivchei mesim, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches ma meis matame ba'ohel, just as a dead body conveys tuma through being under one roof, after krovas avodas kochavim matame ba'ohel, so too an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-legged pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate. Peg-legged pirate? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate, who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners, which reminds us, an airborne seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Ami ruled, Mamalin Main Shoshi Yami Uma'aran. One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rabbi adds that they must be emptied Me'ez La'ez every 24 hours. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flasks. So, the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for the Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out. Which reminds us, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized wine casks from Jews in Pumbedisa, and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled Davarshei Machniso Bekiyamu. A cask is an item which one does not place wine for storage, therefore, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. So the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out, and to check who used the earthenware cups first, the pirates or the Jews, which reminds us, regarding kase, earthenware cups used for drinking, Ravasi prohibits them and Ravashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they're prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine. Therefore, Ravasi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. An alternative pshat is given. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss why the shechar, the beer of Ovdei Kochavim, is prohibited? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn why Rabbi Meir holds that Gvinas of Beis Unyanki, the cheese of Beis Unyanki, is Aser Bahana? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that meat which leaves a base of Avodah Zorah is Matame in an Ohel? That's on daf Lama Bays. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn the casks can be kashered with rinsing? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that water which became uncovered should not be spilled out into Rishus of Rabim, where someone walking barefoot may step in it? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that regarding the need to kasher drinking cups, it all depends on who used them first, the Jew or the Akum? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted after 12 months? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that vinegar and yayin mevushel are permitted with a single seal? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss the difference between glazed vessels regarding yayin nesach and chametz on Pesach? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn about Oros Levuvin? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.